Well, very good. So first we are going to hear from the red group, Group A. And the reporter is Michelle Mariscalco from the discussion, working with the discussion leader, Dick Simpson. So if you'd like to go to the podium,
yes,
I think
ma'am.
That would be just fine. You have 5 minutes. And I'm timing you.
You're assuming I can see the slide from here, Susan. So this is a trick? I had to memorize my slides. Oh, okay. So Dick led the group, and I was a reporter, but everybody was a reporter, and we had lots of lively discussion. So Susan will tell me when I have 25 seconds left. So the singular assets or competitive advantages of the university. We thought the collective depth and breadth of the programs with wide diversity of disciplines across all three campuses. And this next part, three distinct campuses and one university, you will see it on multiple places on the rest of our slides, and I suspect it will be on your slides also. Geographic diversity, obviously, both the global city of Chicago versus the rural parts of Illinois, with campuses really across the state, a very diverse student population, world-class faculty at all three campuses, a healthcare system and hospital, which adds a depth to the university overall, a Big Ten school, we thought that was an asset for us, since we're one of 10. We have really all the professions covered, which we find that gives us a competitive advantage because we have the ability to collaborate should we wish to. We have a large amount of students that we educate who are our first generation. Our research translates really across the world, but also in Illinois, a large alumni base, 700,000, that we believe we're not necessarily tapping into as much as we should, but it's there. And we actually think the pension is probably an asset for us. I'm not sure it's going to be there much longer, but we thought it was an asset. Next slide. Thank you. So we can't count to five, so we gave you six strategic initiatives. We tried to get it down, but we stayed at six. We thought that we embraced the question thrown to us earlier about the K-12 education and the community colleges. We believe that that's an initiative that we should really look very strongly at, and again, that'll come up again in a later slide. We talk about engagement of the students and faculty, and what we mean by that is the fact that the data out there is that probably students and frankly people who work spend about anywhere from 15% to 25% of their time at that job where they're truly engaged. We thought that was an incredible waste of resources. And so we began and we said, well, that's probably true for students and it's probably true for us too. So the question is, how do we think about that? How do we, in fact, do we take that and really get engagement of both of ourselves and our students also? New models of educational opportunities. And here we talk about taking students and really training them across multiple disciplines and not wedging them into necessarily departments or degrees. And I called it being really student-focused, meaning let the students tell us what we need and then make sure we give it to them. But be sure we're rigorous about that. How do we use technology as a mark of excellence? And technology all the way through, not just to do technology, but how do we use it to transform ourselves and who we are? And then how do we show others how to use it to become the best that they can be? Leveraging health sciences to advance the models of healthcare delivery, improve state and national health. That's certainly an important piece that we all believe we should work on. We do recognize that that's a problematic execution, though it seems to be something that that is clearly being worked on is making improvements. And this last piece, which is educate for democracy, and again, trying to engage ourselves, help energize civic engagement. Next slide. What are the significant barriers? As I said, this shows up on our just about all of our slides. The three-in-one question. We think the tuition and fees are really a barrier for our students and for ourselves. We think the instability of resources, and when we say instability, what we mean is the unknowing part of this, and it was used as an example. You know, if we know that we're not going to have any state funding, it's a whole lot easier to plan sometimes than if you don't know what it's going to be. So that's a conceptual place of trying to get over to help us strategize and think about it. Both state-imposed regulations and internal bureaucracy, where we really can't use best practices to get the most use out of the dollars we have. How much? Are we done? 2 minutes?
20 seconds.
Oh, perfect. We can't tell our story well sometimes. We are prevented from synergy because of the different campuses, and we're risk-averse. Last slide is what we think we can do, which is educate the citizenry at the scale of Illinois. Sorry, guys, I had too much stuff on there. We really do think that our biggest strength is the size of the university, that we believe we've got 70,000 students and 3,000 to 5,000 faculty that can be engaged in multiple levels to really change Illinois. And we think we're not using them effectively. And that goes along with the engagement piece. So I'll stop there. Thank you.
Thank you.